Blog Talk Radio. Encourage yourself. Speak over yourself in the Lord. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to midweek service. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, welcome to midweek service, you all. We're so happy to be here. I'm glad that God kept you to this day. Amen. We just thank God for the new day, new mercy, and new grace. Welcome everyone to midweek service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Chawanika Manning. My husband is Pastor Dorsey Manning. He's not with us here today. He's working. And so, but service must go on. The work of God never stops. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the beauty of being able to stand in and keep it moving for one another. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God again. Welcome everybody to midweek service. And I just want to welcome all our guests on today. Sister Dillard for being here with me and others that are here in midweek service today. Also, if it's your first time being with us here in midweek service, please press 1. We want to welcome you, personally welcome you today to midweek service. I want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Once again, welcome. It is Thursday, midweek service. Hallelujah. Sister Dillard, go ahead and just shout one more time. We've been shouting all day. Go ahead and shout, Mama, since you hear me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm sitting out here on this porch, like the old folks say, looking at this pretty sun out here in this green grass. Just thank you, Lord, that I'm able to walk out the house and look at it. I just thank you for your grace
and mercy, a brand new grace and mercy
that he gave me. Everybody can get it. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, welcome. That's our very own sister Dillard, my mother.
So we just thank you for being here in midweek service and shouting, because we have a lady that's one of our close friends of our family. Her prayer is always said, pray for me that I get out this bed and be able to walk outside, to be able to do that for yourself, amen, and just seeing what God has already done and what God is doing right now, amen, this midweek service. So we thank God for you, Mother Dillard, amen. Glory to God. Welcome with you just now. Amen. Hallelujah. You're just now tuning in with us here at midweek service. Welcome to everybody in New York City, amen, New Jersey, Alabama, North Carolina, Louisiana, Chicago, Mississippi, here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, overseas in Africa. Welcome to midweek service, you all. I'm excited. Midweek service goes a little bit different, you all, but let us go in. We just want to thank God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. As we come, Lord, we come humbling ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to receive from you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that even right now, Lord, that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you mighty and strong, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your presence, oh God. As we come, Lord God, today, we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of repentance, oh God, a heart of forgiveness, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all the good things in our life, Father, for you are the creator of all things good. As my mother said, oh God, thank you, oh God, that she can go outside, oh God, and see all that you created, oh God, to experience it for herself, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be that witness, oh God, to be that vessel that you flow through unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We shout today to the rooftop, amen, we shout to the mountaintop, oh Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever, and we just want to say thank you. It is nobody greater or better than you, Lord God. Lord, we love you, Lord, we need you, God. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, you are the potter and wheels of Christ. Lord, we come to be changed and be remote, oh God, so we can be effective in your ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, you are Alpha and Omega. Elohim, we call upon you and we thank you. We thank you for your presence right now. For the Bible says, when there are two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So we come touching and agreeing, Lord, that you're here in the midst. So we thank you for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And we thank you, Lord God. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your plan for our lives. That that we may have a full life and enjoy and have it in abundance to overflowing. Oh, Lord, search our spirit on today, oh God. Search our mind and body. If you find any wicked way or error in us, oh, Lord, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, be replaced with all of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, he got it up, oh, shout about. Lord, help us to get out of the way, oh God. Right now, oh God, let this fruit of your spirit, oh God, take root and manifest in us in our action, oh God. That all we see and know, oh God, is you that are working in us and not ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we're glad to be your Father, God. We thank you, Lord God, once again for your plan, that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflow. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, and that we may prosper in every area of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, and that your perfect love casts out all fear. You know, weapons formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life for today, and that in your presence in it, oh God, we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, bless, heal, deliver, and set free. Even as we come, Lord God, today, even right now, God, as we pray, let it happen right now, the life of your children, those that believe, oh God, those that are waiting on you, oh God, move in a mighty way, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we repent right now with godly sorrow. Hallelujah, that we have hurt you through our ways, oh God. We choose to forgive those who we perceive have hurt or harmed us, or others, or our friends and our loved ones, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to forgive them and bless them the way you desire to forgive and bless them. We ask you to forgive us of our sins against you and cleanse us from all unrighteousness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for the Bible says in 1 John 1 and 9, that if we confess our sins, Lord, that you are faithful to forgive us, oh God, of all unrighteousness and cleanse us, oh God. So we receive it right now. We receive our cleansing and forgiveness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let not your spirit be depart from us, Lord God. It hurts us, oh Lord, to know that we have hurt you. And we're so very sorry, Father. We repent and return and choose not to ever do this again. Help us, Lord, and please, Lord, to not sin against you. Lord, cause us to go in your path of righteousness, not seeking our own way. Restore us, oh God, to walk in your courts. Oh, Heavenly Father, renew a right spirit within us with a right heart and a contrite and humble heart to know you and serve you all the days of our lives, oh God. Cause us, Lord, to walk on the high places with you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every high and lofty our vain imagination, every thought that exalts itself against you, Lord, to come down now to the obedience of the mind of Christ in us. Amen. We command these thoughts to cease their labors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14 and 14 to supply your anointing to destroy, hallelujah, all evil bondages, yokes, chains, fetters, anchors, bands, all evil works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and leap out of and off of and away from us, along with any darkness, darts, or arrows, stings, claws, spears, bars, lies of the enemy, anything not your truth, Heavenly Father, evil imprints and evil impressions, wrong mindsets, pains, aches, and false memories and wrong mindsets in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to convict us, reveal to us what you desire and need us to be free of. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, Psalm 91, and the healing balm of Gilead over in, through, and about us. Our homes and cars, lands, properties, vehicles, animals, workplaces, finances, and everywhere we traffic or go today, tomorrow, to this prayer, set again, as a hedge of protection against the enemy. We ask you, Lord, to render powerless and harmless the enemy, so he cannot hear us or come near us the rest of this day or in tomorrow afternoon or until this prayer is said again. Lord, fill us with your peace that passes all understanding. Cause us and help us and our family members to think on the things that are good and pure and from above, which is you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sicknesses, diseases, disorders, syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells or radical cells, abnormal growths or radical growths, and cancer. Coming away from us at this time and our family members and loved ones. We curse any infection in our body. We command it to die at the roots and leave our body in a normal way. We curse any abnormal cell and radical cell, abnormal growth or radical growth and cancer in our body or the bodies of our family members and loved ones, and we command them to die and leave our body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we rebuke all abnormal effects of side effects and stings, adverse effects and side effects and stings in our body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every sickness or side effects or adverse side effects or any drugs of medication or arms that we are taking right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command them to die at the root of, we loose them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, it says in Matthew 18, whatsoever we bind or loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all viruses, cancers, abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growths and radical growths, lesions of any kind, spasms of any kind, pains of any kind, trauma, shock, sickness, disorders and diseases of any kind, afflictions of any kind, infirmities and inflammations of any kind in any part of our body or our family members and loved ones. We speak to the pancreas be healed. We speak to COPD, lung disease, heart palpitation, inflammation. We speak to it right now. We speak to gout right now. We command you to loose your hold of the body of God's children right now. We speak to cancer, loose your hold of the body of God's children right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness or violences or any kind known or unknown to me, we command you to loose your hold over God's children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you now in Jesus Christ's name, release your healing virtue, Lord God. Your miracle virtue into our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open up your mouth and receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, your miracle anointing to our bodies, oh God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We ask you to make us whole, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our body, and bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment, the way you created us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every organ right now, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our body, whether there is any sickness, disease, infection, viruses, or abnormal cells, or radical cells, or infirmity, or affliction of any kind, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I ask you to fill us right now with your Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around us and our family members and loved ones, oh God. To all that will hear this sermon on today in this prayer, let it be for their life as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, we remove every stumbling block by Satan that is stopping you from receiving your healing, that's stopping you from being delivered and set free, that's stopping you from receiving your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we make a decision right now to get out of the way, Lord God, so that you can have your way, because we know you to be a way maker when it seems to be no way, oh God. So Lord, he got an abortion. Make a way out of nowhere when it seems to be no way for your children. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power and his name, with our combined faith on today, that we are healed, amen? That we're blessed and we can never be cursed. And that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles in our healing, in our deliverance. Amen. In grace and mercy. Amen. In blessing and favor from God. In God's protection. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and upon his name, and we are restored. For we know God to be a restorer. So we receive restoration right now in our bodies and our sinuses, in our marriages and our relationships, in our businesses, in the name of Jesus Christ, in our walk with Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, increase us in strength right now. Increase us in your word, Father God. Increase the anointing that's on our life. Let us receive fresh fire, fresh anointing. Amen. Fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we've prayed for and about right now. And we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is done. And it shall be no other way. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Move on us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh, Lord, shine on your children that all will come out of darkness right now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You all, we're going to have one song selection here, and then I'll be back with the preach word on today. I'll be bringing the message, and the message is Jesus still lives. He lives. So stay right there with us. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it move on you right now. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord.
I feel the Lord can move right now.
Thank you.
His word out in my soul yesterday and I feel.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord, it's the anointing. The anointing makes a difference in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The anointing makes a difference. Come on, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, give God praise, glory, and honor right now in the name of Jesus Christ because he is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Once again, a midweek service. Amen. Let's pray, hallelujah, so the message can go forth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask right now that, hallelujah, yes, that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to arise right now over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in this service. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, of my faith in all, through all, and above all in my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us receive our daily bread right now so that our spiritual bodies will be full in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us drink the cup of blessings that we thirst no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for your angels to be released in this serving to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers and for the word going forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ so that all prayers will be answered. Amen. According to your plan and purpose. To our life. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The message today, hallelujah, is Jesus lives. Jesus lives. He still lives today. We're going to go over to Thursday. I'm going to take it just a little bit slow, but I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to be brief here tonight. The Bible says, as we're talking about Jesus lives, see, some people still got Jesus hanging on the cross. I want you to know that he was buried and he rose again. See, we still have the mind concept that Jesus is still on the cross, that he is still hanging from the cross. But I want you to know today, on the cross, he said it is finished, and he lives today. And we're going to ask, how does Jesus live? How is Jesus working in us? Because it's on the inside of us. But let's go to the scripture. The Bible says in Matthew 28, I'll give you all a chance to get there. Matthew, the book of Matthew, which is the first book in New Testament, the book of Matthew chapter 28. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for the fear of him and became like dead men. Verse 5 says, but the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7 says, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader, most of all, the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. So the Bible said in verse 8, so they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Amen. Verse 9 says, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus, them saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. I'm here to get here today to tell you Jesus still lives. He is not dead. See, the stone here in verse 2, the stone was not rolled back so Jesus could get out, but so others could get in and see that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead just as he had promised. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus lived. See, the angel who announced the good news of the resurrection to the women gave them four messages. Do not be afraid. The reality of the resurrection brings joy, not fear. When you are afraid, remember the empty tomb. He lives. He is not there. Jesus is not dead and is not to be looked up for among the dead. He is alive with his people. Amen. Come and see. The women could check the evidence themselves. The tomb was empty then, and it is empty today. Amen. He lives. I want you to know he lives today. See, the resurrection is a historical fact. See, quickly and tell when we look in the scriptures here in 5 through 7, they were to spread the joy of the resurrection. See, we too are to spread the great news about Jesus' resurrection, witnessing he lives today. And how does he do that, Pastor? He lives in you. He lives in me. See, when we look at verse 6, see, Jesus' resurrection is the key to the Christian faith. Why? One, Jesus, as he promised, Jesus rose from the dead so we can be confident, therefore, that he will accomplish all he had promised. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus' bodily resurrection shows us that the living Christ is ruler of God's eternal kingdom, not a false prophet or imposter, you all. See, we can be certain of our resurrection because he was resurrected. Amen. See, death is not the end. There is future life. Amen. See, the power that brought Jesus back to life is available to you, to me, to us, to bring our spiritual dead self back to life. See, the resurrection is the basis for the church's witness to the world. Jesus is more than just a human leader. He is the Son of God, and he lives. He lives, amen. Say it, he lives, hallelujah. He lives. When we go over to chapter 28, amen, we're still chapter 28, y'all. Verse 18 and 20, if you'll follow along with me, I'm excited because, see, some people still got, like I said earlier, that Jesus still nailed to the cross. We don't serve a dead God. We serve the living God. See, our Lord and Savior, he lives. The Bible tells us that he ascended into heaven. He descended to earth, and he ascended in heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20 here, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to you, to me in the heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples. Let me go back 18. Let me start over because I'm excited to read what the Bible says. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So Jesus lives in you and in me. Amen. He lives in you and in me. When we look at the scripture here, when someone is dying or leaving us, his or her last words are very important. See, Jesus left the disciples with the last words of instruction. They were under his authority, and they were to make more disciples. They were to baptize and teach these new disciples to obey Christ. So Christ would be with them always. See, he lives. Amen. So whereas in a previous mission, Jesus had sent his disciples only to the Jews. So their mission from now on would be worldwide. See, Jesus is Lord of the earth, and he died for the sins of people from all nations, and he lives today, amen. He lives in you and in me right here on earth, and we are his feet and his hands. His mouth, he just speaks in the name of Jesus Christ. We ought to go wherever it is, next door or to another country. We ought to go and make disciples. It is not an option, but a command to all who call Jesus Lord. We are not all evangelists in the formal sense, but we all, hallelujah, we all receive the gifts that we can use to help fulfill the great commission. As we obey, we have comfort in the knowledge that Jesus is always with us because he lives. He lives. When we look at verse 19, you all hear Jesus' words affirm the reality of the Trinity. Some people accuse theologians of making it up, the concept of the Trinity, and reading it into Scripture. So as we see it here, as we are the readers and the hearers and the doers of the Word of God, as we see it here, the concept comes directly from Jesus himself. He did not say baptize them into the name, but in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The word Trinity does not occur in the Scripture, but it well describes the three-in-one nature of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, the disciples were to baptize people because baptism unites a believer with Jesus Christ in his or her death to sin and resurrection to new life. Amen. See, baptism symbolizes submission to Christ and a willingness to live God's way. Amen. And identification with God's covenant people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How is Jesus with us? How is it that Jesus lives in us, Pastor? How is it? Because if you are in Christ, then Christ is in you. Amen. If you are in Christ, then Christ is in you. See, Jesus was with the disciples physically until he ascended into heaven, and then spiritually through the Holy Spirit. When we look in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and 4, and we're going to go there in a minute, the Holy Spirit would be Jesus' presence that would never leave them. Amen. Jesus continues to be with us today through his Spirit. If you have Christ, you have his Spirit working on the inside. So he lives in you and he lives in me. And those that believe that have received it, in the name of Jesus Christ, when we go over you all to the book of Acts. If you go over there with me today, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you go to the book of Acts, chapter 1, you all, chapter 1, the book of Acts, chapter 1, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to give you a minute to get there. Hallelujah, so you can see for yourself. Hallelujah. I always like to take people to Scripture so you can see. It ain't my word. I like to travel with my Bible and don't just be coming out the top of my head. Hallelujah, but hallelujah, taking people to the Scripture so you can see for yourself. In Acts 1, you are chapter 1, verse 4 through 5, the Bible says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you, us now, with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now, as he's talking to his disciples, you all. Verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 He lives. Jesus lives, you all. Jesus lives. He's not dead. He's not dead. When we look in the book of Matthew, you are chapter 5, verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16. Amen. Mama de korobo shadabaha. Jesus Christ. Chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible says, hallelujah. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I want to ask you this. Can you hide a city that is sitting on top of a hill? Its light at night can be seen for miles. If we live for Christ, we will glow like light shining, showing others what Christ is like. Because Christ lives in us, so he lives, he walks, he talks through us. Amen. We look at, we hide our life by being quiet when we should speak, going along with the crowd, denying the light, letting sin dim our light, not explaining our light to others or ignoring the needs of others. Be a beacon of truth. Don't shut your light off from the rest of the world. See, because Jesus lives in you and all should see the light of Christ in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. It is you that live in us. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You died for us. Amen. And you have come and you're living in us right now. Huh? When the Bible said that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, it is Jesus that is living and working on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And you should produce that of the fruits of the Spirit because you have Jesus living on the inside of you. You are walking epistle for Christ. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, how does Jesus live now on earth in you, walking, talking, healing, casting out demons? Amen. Hallelujah. He lives, everybody. When we look at the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, the Bible says, I have been crucified with Christ, Amen. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live is in, hallelujah, in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, so he lives in you. That is how. That is the answer to the question. He lives in you, amen, right here, right now on this earth, walking, speaking, casting out, healing, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to ask you today this. How have you, or how have we been crucified with Christ? Legally, God looks at us as if we had died with Christ because our sins died with him. Amen? That's a reason to shout. We are no longer condemned, you all. Huh? Yes, God, we thank you. We are no longer condemned rationally, you all. We have become one with Christ, huh? And his experiences are ours. Huh? Our Christian life began, hallelujah, went in unity with him. We died to our old self. Huh? I want you to understand this. In our daily life, we must regularly crucify sinful desires that keep us from following Christ. Amen? This, too, is a kind of dying with him, and yet the focus of Christianity is not dying but living. Because we have been crucified with Christ, we have also been raised with him. Amen. Legally, we have been reconciled to God. Hallelujah. And are free to grow into Christ's likeness. Amen. And in our daily life, we have Christ's resurrection power as we continue to fight sin. Amen. We are no longer alone, for Christ lives in us. So greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you can decree and declare that Christ lives. Amen. He lives on the inside of you and me, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then on the inside of every believer, he is our power for living and our hope for the future, amen. I want you to know today he lives, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us in John 14:23, Jesus answered him, if anyone lives in me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Again, it's showing you right here that Jesus lives in you. Amen? He is not dead. I heard a song the other day that said, Jesus, he lives. Why are you crying? He is not dead. You got to remind somebody that we don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a Lord and Savior that is dead. He lives, so we live too, because he lives in us. Amen. That's a reason to shout today. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8:10, but if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. The Bible says in Romans 6:4, we were buried therefore with by him by baptism into the death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. I want you to know today that Jesus lives. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm getting excited, hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, he lives in you. Pastor Dorsey, Sister Dillard, Evangelist Kim, Evangelist Arvina, Sister Connie, Sister Brenda Gale Carter, Sister Doretha Jones, hallelujah. Brother Learn, he lives in you, he lives in you. Brother Joe Washington, Sister Helen Manning, and Sister Kathy Hudson, he lives in you. My child, Jamea, he lives in you. Jayla, he lives in you. Victoria, Kenya, Kendrick and Logan, he lives in you. Sasha, he lives in us. Those that believe have received the gift of the Holy Spirit of the living God, amen, that Jesus said, amen. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I get excited about the things of God, because I know, hallelujah, that great is he that's in me, and I believe, for I receive all. I'm the righteousness of God, amen, hallelujah. I'm co-heirs to the kingdom, amen, through Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior. You too, as a believer, you have the same rights as I do. If you believe it, you surely can receive it, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you go with me, you all, to the book of Acts chapter 2, we're going to wrap up here. We have about 14 minutes left. Acts chapter 2. My God, my God. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And I'm gonna take my time with you. I want you to get this. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 4. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 4. Mm-hmm. 1 and 4, everybody. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them a rushing wind that came into the house and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. So now it's the Spirit of God that is living on the inside, the Holy Spirit of the living God that is living on the inside. Jesus Christ told his disciples, I must go in order for me to go. Hallelujah. If I don't go, then I can't send the helper. So I must go so that my Father can send the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. My God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He lives. He lives, everyone. Witness that. Jesus, he lives. He lives today and forevermore, never to die again. He's not coming back to die again for me and not for you. It's already done. The Bible said, it's finished. The finished work was done on the cross. Jesus lives. He's not there in that tomb. And as I close out this message on today, that Jesus lives. Amen. I pray that it touches you. I pray that it moves you to walk according to Christ, that you won't look back, that you will continue on going, because greater is here. There's life and life, eternal life through Christ Jesus, that you will follow Jesus with no turning back. Amen. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And as we wrap up here, you all, in Matthew chapter 28:18-20, as we read, in his closing remarks before his ascension into heaven, Jesus gave his promise, I'll be with you always to the very end of the age. Our hope today is the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive and will be with us until the end of this earthly kingdom. Because you all, we have not personally witnessed the resurrection or having witnessed answers to specific prayers, you all, it's easy to doubt this historical fact of the resurrection. In fact, there are many things we can find that are confusing. But it's all about believing and receiving. And if you believe that he lives, you live because he lives. Amen? He lives. And I read something, and I'll close out today, because we can question so many things, and it can be confusing. And one man wrote, I can't remember his name, but he said that, why is a hamburger called hamburger when it's made of beef? Why do you put suits and garment bags and garments in suitcases? Why do you drive on a parkway and park in a driveway? And there's so many things that, you know, we can question, and we have answers for. And he said, why do they say apartments when they're all stuck together? He said, in fact, why do they call buildings if they finish? Shouldn't they be called built? So he said, why two airplanes almost collide, they call it near miss? Shouldn't they call it a near hit? It was a complete miss. And the black box of, he said, and that black box of flight that recorded that's never damaged in a plane crash, why don't they just make the whole plane out of that stuff? See, there are many questions and mysteries in life that we don't have answers for. Not one man or woman has the answer for it. Are you all? It's up to you to believe. Jesus lives. And once you believe it, now you can fully receive. Hallelujah. The Jesus, his disciples, didn't just stay waiting, just to wait, but they believe. Will you believe today that Jesus still lives, and he lives in both, he lives in me, and he also lives in you. I thank God for everyone here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will there be one today? Remember, Jesus lives. He lives. He is not dead. He is not dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will there be one today? Yes, Lord. Will there be one today? You said, you know what? I've gone away. I've been led astray, and I want to come back. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? There be one today. You're the one that say, I didn't believe, but you know I believe now. And I want to just pray that prayer of salvation. there be one today? If you need prayer, let us pray for you and pray with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's one today and you're looking for a church home and you've been places and you just couldn't find anywhere where you feel like you fit in it. And, you know, you're looking, searching. Let me and my husband, Pastor Manning, be your pastor. We're going to love you right where you are. We're going to walk with you and help you study the Word of God and see. Pick you up when you're down, amen. Let us help you. Let us be your pastor. Or there be one today. If you have a testimony you want to share, I would tell that others will be saved by your testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to heal, deliver, and set your children free. My God, thank you, Jesus. Will there be one on today? Will it be you? While you still have time. While you still have time. I'm out of court, oh, shut up. While you still have time. Today, we don't know what tomorrow going to bring. We don't even know what the next minute is going to be, the next hour is going to bring, or what tonight is going to bring. Will you take this time and, Lord, have your way in me? Will you take this time and say, I'm not going to be out here without a covering? Will you take this time? Will it be you? Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've allowed us to come together one more time. We thank you, Father God, for those of us that did not know and realize that you, Lord, still live. We thank you, oh God, that they have received the word today, that they know, that they've seen for themselves in your word, your living word, that you live, that you're here. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for being on the inside and working on the inside of us. We thank you for your miracle working power that's working on the inside. Your Holy Spirit, you sent to all that believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. By the blood of Jesus Christ, over everyone that's here in service on today, here in midweek service, of each person today, we pray for you. We lift you up, whatever it is, we declare the prayer that God has already worked out for you. By faith we receive, hallelujah, the miracle working power, my Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you. Right now, by the blood of Jesus Christ, over everyone that's here in service, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over each of us and over the airways that surround us, over us and under us and over telephone lines, over our homes, properties, offices, cars, trucks, businesses, finances, marriages, ministries, cell phone frequencies. And we ask you to render powerless, Father God, and harmless, and nullify the power and destroy the power and cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic strong man, messenger of Satan, witchcraft, prayer that tries to come into our presence, our homes, and everything in our homes, our pets, our properties, our cars, our trucks, everything in our cars and trucks. Oh, Lord, right now, our properties, oh, God, all that we have and all that we will have in our marriages and finances and ministries and telephone lines right now, telephone frequencies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to wash and cleanse our minds and with your precious blood, give each of us a clarity of thought and give us, oh God, a sound and sober mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 14:14, and Lord, increase our faith so that we can receive or help us with our unbelief, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask right now that you fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Spirit. Oh, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, lacking not one, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, you all, we're going to have our tithes and our offerings so you can prepare them and send those over if you haven't sent those over during the week, or and those who have already sent them over, we've prayed over your tithes and offering when they come in. So if you lift up your tithes and offering as you're sending it on Cash App Zelle, the Cash App is Pastor Chantel, P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L, and Zelle is 346-719-3349. It's 346-719-3349. If you need other means of sending over tithes and offering, you can give us a call at the number 346-719-3349. Amen. God bless you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom, Father. Honor our tithes and offerings, O God, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, those that give, oh God, that there be no lack in their giving. That it be multiplied to them tenfold, oh God, not just in their finances, oh God, but in their health, their strength, their peace, their joy, their happiness, in their businesses, in their marriages, oh God, in their relationships with their family members and lovers, oh God, and in your protection, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it is not fidelity or your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And Lord, we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we thank you. I thank you all for being here in midweek service. Amen. With me on today. And we just thank God for Pastor Manny as he's working and on the road. We pray for traveling grace and mercy for our pastor and pray that God will continue to strengthen him, guide him, and keep him and bless him and pour into him mighty, that God will refresh the anointing that's on his life and that he will operate according to the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just thank God right now for what he's doing and what he's already done. I thank you again for just being here and allowing us to have this time together one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, you all, we're going to have our announcements, and I'll be bringing those announcements. Amen. I thank God for his strength on today. Hallelujah. Amen. The announcements, you all, are as following. Please bear with me. On Monday, we have our intercessory prayer. You all, join us if you are available at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and come on in, and God is doing a new thing. We believe in God for it, touching and agreeing. Our prayer line number is 732-434-2510. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study here on our church line. Thursdays, our midweek service. On Saturdays at 12 noon, we have our lead teachings. Right now, where the teaching that's going forward is understanding the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then Sunday, we have our 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. service. So join us at those hours as you can. And then we have the shout Monday through Thursday right here on our church line at 12 noon to 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Starting in April, you all, we will be back out in our street ministry. Yes, glory to God. We'll be back out there doing our street ministry, you all, and I'm so excited about it. In the month of May, we'll start doing our house calls. Amen. Coming to your home, coming to your city. Amen. Being led by the Holy Spirit on where God would have for us to go. As he said, go ye therefore, amen, and preach the good news, amen. So we'll be coming to you. Hallelujah. And that does conclude our announcements. Again, happy birthday to all our March babies. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you with good years, adding good years to your life. And that's all our announcements for today. God bless everyone. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministry. The Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you all to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And now may the God of peace, who brought upon our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of an everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for us forever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You all have a good evening. Amen.
Look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living